right. Not only is it allergy season, it's also fig season. And we're here in the Fig Cave. Welcome to the show. Big episode here. Memorial Day weekend. We got two pay-per-views this weekend, Nick Thompson. A lot of fun.
Too many pay-per-views. I don't need that much events going on. I just listened to the early episode of the run-in, you know, because I'm a member of their Patreon.
Oh, nice.
That was a lot of picks. That was a lot of picks they had to make. So that's too much going on. I'm going to the Yankees Padres game Saturday, and I might be too exhausted to actually watch all this shit. So,
all right, you're going to the Padres game on Saturday. I'm going to the Orioles game tomorrow night with our good friend Tommy Paradise from the Running Pod, who is in town here in Baltimore for the weekend with his lovely family. So I went out to Jimmy's Seafood with them this evening, which was nice, and going to hang out with them tomorrow. Got a party on Saturday with some friends, so pretty jam-packed weekend. I think we're going to see Tom's son play baseball on Sunday, too, so cheer him on in his tournament.
Now, he's undefeated when I'm watching him. He's undefeated, so I'm going to need you to go ahead and...
Oh, geez, that's a lot of pressure.
No pressure at all for you or Logan or Tom or anybody, but he is undefeated. It was actually Mercy. I think they mercied him.
I didn't know you went you went to a game?
Yeah, they had a tournament about 5-10 minutes from my house. I actually used to play flag football. One season of flag football.
Okay.
Disappointing season of flag football. Up there. They have a big dome and then they have 4 or 5 fields, which dude, these fields are so close to each other. I'm like scared.
Yeah, that's the way.
Every foul ball, I'm like I'm flinching and you're yelling between the fields like foul. And then the way the technology, man, these bats, these kids, man.
Yeah, it's pretty
crazy. It seems way different. I remember like the first kid in my league got like the composite bat when I played Little League. And like the tink, you know, when they hit the ball. Now it's like every single kid, you know, has it. So
I remember a kid in my like 7th or 8th grade had a bat that you could fit like tennis balls in the barrel of it. Like, and he got banned for it. It was like such a big bat. I don't know that back, you know, the benefit of that. I guess you could just hit like the broadside of a barn with it. You know, it was so big. But
I remember attempting to like figure out how to cork a bat. Like when Sammy said, I was like, "Who's gonna look, man? This is Norwich Little League. No one's gonna check our bats, man."
Exactly, man.
Like the Sosa McGuire chase. I was like, "Let's do it, man. Let's do it."
They were bad influences.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's going on Memorial Day weekend, kind of the kickoff of summer here, and we obviously have some High Noon we're drinking, the official drink of the Fig Cave. We got a big June planned. We got a lot of some fun guests coming up. I told you about one. We talked to one of our friends, Michael LaPuma, who also wants to come on. We're gonna have him on a podcast. Yeah, pretty fun shit. I'm doing a couple unboxing videos on our YouTube page over the next couple weeks. Definitely check it out. Just search The Fig Cave on YouTube. We have a mixed video from when he went to California for WrestleMania and met the guys from Mattel. All kinds of fun stuff on there. But what are you getting into this weekend?
Let's see. Tomorrow I'm going to meet a local collector. He found me a Razor Chase, the Ultimate.
Oh, shit, nice.
So I got to pick that up. Saturday Yankees Padres, so they have a special train that goes from our local areas like directly to Yankee Stadium. It does like Connecticut pickups then shoots over there.
That's pretty cool.
So we're gonna get there a little early.
Stops.
Yeah. Once you leave Stamford, which is kind of like the last train station in Connecticut, it shoots right for Yankee Stadium.
That's awesome. Nice.
So cool. We're gonna try to get there a couple hours before the game. There's a classic old school bar. Well, there's several bars there, but Stan's is the one I like to go to before a Yankees game. I don't think I'll get too much shit though. I'll wear a Padres hat and everything, but there's no rivalry there. Someone will mention Scott Brosius like I was talking about last time, and I'll be sore about it.
Yeah.
And that's it. But I'm excited to go, man. We this is courtesy of Pepe's Pizza up here.
What?
Which we'll try when you get to take a visit up here. These are tickets courtesy of them. So
how do they have
somebody called as a favors for me? I'm sure one of their clients or somebody, you know, they deal with somebody over there. So it was we're trying to get the suite. We're trying to get a suite over there, but we gotta sell for some tickets. So.
Okay. Hey, it's not a bad route.
Then come home, watch some pay-per-views, and that's it. I avoid driving the rest of the weekend. Every time I get invited to a picnic or anything, like, I just don't want to drive on Memorial Day weekend at all. Yeah,
that's where I'm at for that party on Saturday, which is like there's a huge pool, like a bunch of my friends that, you know, you've met a bunch of my friends that'll be there. They were at my birthday party. You know, there are tons of food and drinks and, you know, everyone's hanging out. Kind of don't want to leave, but then, you know, you get in the car, you got to drive 30 minutes home and it's like, ugh, better be safe than sorry. Use an Uber, use a Lyft, guys, if you're going out this weekend. Definitely don't be driving and drinking and driving, either one.
Yeah, I mean, not that I get too deep into it, but at least I have, like, Zoe's still, like, a little hesitant to drink, so it's like, oh, you can drive. Here you go.
sure. I'll drive
there. What's your go-to? Like, everybody knows that you're a liquor salesman, so it's like, are you automatically have to bring liquor or beer to these parties, or are you I know that you're also a foodie.
I don't bring food, because I don't like when people bring food over my house. I don't like to eat food that people make. I don't ever trust, you know.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean,
really getting deep. Yeah.
Well, like, people that I know, I try, like, this party, I'd be fine. Like, cause I've known these people forever, but if I like went to like my wife's coworker's house or something, like, or if they came over to my house and made something, I would be like, I don't know. I'm weird about eating stuff that people make, but I always bring over alcohol. Like, if I ate food at your house or, you know, Tom's house, I'd be fine. You know, I know you guys. I trust you. Just people I've never like met or talked to, like, oh, I just made this. Like, I don't know who you are. But I usually bring over some Nooners, just like a couple 12-packs of Nooners, and, you know, that's usually throw that.
Yo, who do we talk to about editing these 12-packs, man? I'm excited 12-packs exist.
I know.
I'm going to need grapefruit out of there, get grapefruit the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Nobody likes it.
People like it, but I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
There is a new 12-pack coming out in like October, November, but that's a ways away. So, yeah.
And I need some new flavors for the talls.
Yeah. Peach and pineapple.
What is that? Done. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're good. They're good, but you know.
Yeah,
like, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to pregame before the game and Saturday. Like, what do I bring down? Like, the train, they're like, they look the other way if you want to have a beer or two.
That's good.
So,
yeah, I'm going to have to pregame before this Oreo game tomorrow, because the $35 for two beers the other night was not hitting the wallet very nicely. That's two elites almost that it cost me. Always calculate everything in wrestling figures. I don't know if you do.
I mean, I'm going with six. There's six of us total. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you pick up one round, you're like, shit, man. Oh, and then if you're first or second in the rotation, it comes around on you again. You're like, fuck, bro.
That's brutal.
Plus the food. Yeah. So.
At the Oreo game, you can bring in food, which is nice. I'll bring in shit for my kid, just like a bunch of crappy
dollar
snacks. So I don't have to buy him a $45 hot dog. But,
you know. What's your go-to there? They got like
last week and it was, they have a Jimmy's seafood booth there, but I just had that last night, so it'll probably be like something simple, a hot dog. I'm not big into ballpark food. I don't know, just
yeah. I do the full tour, like and then I'm like, all right, I like mentally check, like, I need this one, I need this one. I mean, I've been to Citi Field so many times now, I'm like, I think I've done the full round. But last time at the Yankee Stadium, and they had like King's Hawaiian.
Oh.
Has their own stand.
Nice.
So it was like, it just a whole bucket of sliders, like oh, man, almost like nice. Chick-fil-A style sliders on King's Hawaiian.
Oh, I would get that. Yeah. I'm just tired of the stuff that Baltimore has. Like, they'll have like, you know, like crab dip stuff. Like, but I have, you know, every restaurant around here serves that stuff. It would be nice to like,
yeah, of course,
have some different shit that, you know, you don't get all the time, but, you know, it's being picky. We talked about, not that we're going to do purchases of the week this week, but you got something in the mail from me. I made a great purchase here. I bought this book off of Amazon. This is called The Official Guide to America's Toy Stores, written by yours truly, Phil Gentile. I have a whole stack of
them. Phil Gentile.
Phil Gentile. 10 of them here I just bought. So I wrote a book. Anybody who doesn't follow us or isn't in our Facebook group, I wrote a book mainly because I was in the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast Facebook group, and every day someone would ask, hey, I'm traveling to Oregon for work. Are there any toy stores there? I'm traveling to Florida. Are there any toy stores in Orlando? And I was like, oh my God, there has to be a way for people to, you know, have all this in one place. So I did, over the last year or so, maybe even a little bit more, I put the research in. This is about 100 pages. There's about 500 toy stores in here. And it's not the type of stores you would find if you Google. Like, it's not going to be, educational board game stores or Build-A-Bear and that kind of stuff. It's actually vintage collectible stores. Because sometimes if you Google toy stores, you're not going to get these collectible stores. Some of these,
you get in Walmart. Yep. Yeah.
Antique malls, which is, you know, a big place for older wrestling figures, which is nice. Also have a list of every, hopefully every toy convention by state in the back too. And this is on Amazon, guys, if you want to purchase it. We really appreciate it. I have a whole list of people that did buy it already that I want to read off those names and thank you. If you do buy it, send me a screenshot or a message and just say, hey, I picked it up, just so I can give you a shout-out on the podcast, because it doesn't give me your information when you buy a book, which is probably a good thing. I don't think your name should be floating out there. But $11.99, I tried to keep it pretty cheap, Nick.
Very, very fair price, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know what to make it. I've never wrote a book before, but...
Now, mine is printed in North Haven, so I'm assuming there's got to be publishing. Like, Amazon must just have, like, a network of their own little publishers, or, you know, probably they are the publisher.
Yours says, and, that's what yours says in the back?
Yeah, it says North Haven on the back, yeah.
Mine says Delaware. So, yeah, it is, it must be a local.
Oh, yeah, so they, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, it was.
They're going to figure it out. Amazon's going to get there, man. They're gonna figure it out eventually.
They got this. I know they're struggling, yeah. But
they're in the right direction, I think.
Our buddy Alan Day is he drew the cover art or did that on his computer, or whatever. We worked on that. It's kind of like a map of the U.S. with some landmarks and a big toy store in the middle. But check it out. Just search America's Toy Store or Toy Store Guide on Amazon. It was number one the other day at the.
I saw it.
The directories list.
Congratulations. Yeah,
so, yes. So pretty cool. I don't know what else. You have some interview questions for me about the book, about how it worked, or
great segue. Great. Yeah. No, I think it's cool. Like, I know some people that have done Amazon books in the past, but it's like, it doesn't seem like, it seems like they must walk you through it, right? It's kind of like upload the text, you know, pick the color, what you have, what artwork you want to do. It's like it's pretty easy, or
it was easy except for, like, I wanted this to be like this size, like kind of like out, like almost fit in your hand. This is like a 6x9 or 6x8, I forget what it is. And so I had to shrink. I did it all on like Google Docs on my computer, so I had to shrink it somehow, take the margins out, and figure all that shit out. And that was the only hard part. I mean, but they print it for you, they mail it out to people, and then people, obviously, if you're a Prime member, you get free shipping, which is nice. So, I mean, you know, I get a percentage of each book. You know, obviously, I get paid for each book that's sold, but they do all the work of shipping it and printing it, which is nice. I was thinking about doing it on my own, like going to Office Depot and then shipping stuff out, and it's, you know,
yeah,
it would be way more expensive that way for sure. So if anyone's trying to write
a lot more hoops to jump through, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And they look great. Now, they turned out good.
Dude, I love, like, I'm glad you sized it that size. Like, yeah. I think it's cool. Like, if you are someone that travels, like, I am mostly in-state, but, I mean, I know a lot of guys in the major pod, even, that, you know, guys like, oh, they travel for work a lot. Like, you know, you have Josh Stapleton, who's all...
Yeah, it's a good size. I think it works out.
Yeah.
You know.
Now... I suppose the research of this, was it like Googling, like going different locations, or did you have people submit, or
I asked some people in the group. I would say, hey, anybody live in, like, if I was struggling with a state like Vermont or Oregon or something, like, you know, that I've never been to, or I would get submissions that way. Also, when people would do, like, I follow so many people on YouTube that do fig hunt videos, like Ethan Page is a good one. He'll go to a bunch of random stores, and that was a good help for me. But it was really just Googling, like, and kind of going down a wormhole of, like, hey, this store is this, and then, you know, I would talk to them and see if there's any stores near them, and, you know, it was tough at times, because there's a lot of stuff, if you Google it, it's a lot, like you said, a lot of Walmarts and Targets will come up, and, like, a lot of, like, just stores that you would not find figures at. Like,
dude, it's the same as you, like, Google bagel. Like, in the morning, you're like, man, I wonder if there's, like, I want a bagel place, so go for a bagel sandwich, and then...
Yep.
You hit bagel, it's like 17 Dunkin' show up. You're like, shit, okay, how do I change this? So
also, you know what there's a ton of is those stores that you can play, like, not to rag on these people, but like the Dungeons & Dragons type of stores. Like,
yes.
I don't know, I guess that's a board game store. But, like, you know what I mean? That's like, those came up a lot, and those aren't like really, you know, they don't sell figures. You know, it's kind of like
not as the main source of business, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, they might have some stuff. But those coming, I mean, comic book stores came up a lot, and then I had to call them and see, you know, because some comic book stores will sell, like Nick's comic strip up by you sells figures. They do yep. some other stuff. You know, some stores will just do comics. So I want it to be as accurate as possible. It's not going to be, I'm sure. But I'd like people, if you do buy the book, you know, shoot me a DM or email me or give us a shout. If we're missing a store, I want to keep it as yeah. updated as possible. So
yeah. I know I got one already. I got one already in really? Connecticut. I was like, shit.
Oh, shit.
So bad. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn. I thought I was good.
Because I go there. But I think anybody that buys this book has also got to understand, like, we know how fluid this business is.
Yeah.
Like we know how, like, you know, look at, you know, we were kind of talking about them earlier. Like, if Heroes Hideout, which is like a well-known, like toy store collectible store, and they have changed locations, they have changed malls, they have changed, it's just the business. It's just, they, you know, they've opened extra stores, they've closed extra stores, and it has... You know, they're a perfect example of it, but
yep. Well, they're about to close.
So it's like you're going
to
put one address in there. Yeah.
About
yeah.
to close for 3 months. So somebody bought the book, you know, went there and they wouldn't know. So,
yeah, just like you asked, they have a Lake George location that's seasonal. It's like, but their hours change and stuff like that. So even when I was in San Diego in the fall, like that TC's Rockets, which is in there, like I looked up those and I was like, oh, Super 7's in there. And it's funny, there was like four within walking distance in downtown San Diego. I mean, wow. You might see a bum shitting on the street. as part of the show, as part yeah. of your journey,
that's fine.
You know, yeah, which I love for myself, but you know.
So yeah, I'm gonna buy a bunch of these, and we're gonna do giveaways for it on you guys. But also, we'll do some stuff in the Facebook group if you do purchase it. Let me run down some of the names. So these are some of the people. You can grab a drink or whatever. This is a long list of people, but I appreciate everybody on this, so I want to give them a shout. You're on this list too because you bought a book, even though I sent you one, motherfucker. Corey Handy, Rolando Aguayo, Tommy Sapienza, good friend of the show, Chris Clary, Michael oh, nice. LaPuma, Chris Matthews, Austin Humphrey, Zach Killing, Nick Grinnell, bought two, one for James Melton, who I was going to send one to, Joe Furlow, Mike Lanham, Chad Miller, Jeremiah Smith Rouse, our friend Jim Jay, I guess it's Jimmy from J&J Figures. I don't know if that's old Jay or young Jay.
One day I'll get the mid Jay's names. And
yeah, we need to have them on the pod just to figure it out. Michael Loncari, Travis Hotard, Seth Aline, Danny Lee Bowers, Rigo Herrera, Jim White. James Melton did buy one, actually, so he's on here too. Zach Egolf, Kevin Kahn, Nick Thompson, whoever that asshole is. Kevin Harrington, Patrick Harrington, and Matthew Rich. So thank you. And if I didn't say your name, I don't know that you bought. A lot of people said, hey, I'm going to buy one this weekend. A lot of people were like, when I put something else in my cart on Amazon, I'm going to get one.
Wait till this $25. Weekend.
So, yeah. So if you do buy one and I didn't say your name, definitely let me know because I want to give you a shout every single week on the pod here. And I was going to say something else while I was reading those, and I forget what it was. Shoot. I forget. It'll come. It'll come to me. It'll come to me in a second here. Oh, I didn't.
You're doing signed. It's a premium item, so you're doing signed copies for $70. That we said.
Some people have asked for signed copies, which I feel like a total douchebag. Like even considering, you know, being a published author. But you know, we'll get there. I know Chad Miller said he wanted one signed, so I'll make that work. If anyone wants one signed, I'll make it work. But a couple people who own stores reached out to me and thanked me for putting them in the book, and also said they would want to buy copies to sell in their store, which I was wondering if that was going to happen, because I didn't know if, like, you own a store, you don't want people to know about the other stores in the area, or, you know, you're...
Yeah, I thought about that as well. I was like, I wonder if Heroes would buy a handful of them, but, it, you know, these guys got to... It just helps, I think, but
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I think so. So I'm going to reach out to a bunch of my favorite podcasters and social media influencers and YouTubers, send them all a copy, find out what they think. I want to know what you guys in our inner circle chat think about the book. But I'd like to, down the road, keep it updated again, put some pictures in it, a spot for notes or something. There's a lot of stuff I want to do with it because it's kind of not bare bones. I mean, it has a lot of information. But I think there's a lot I can do with it, a lot I can change up.
No, it's a great platform to expand upon. Yeah. You know, yeah. I'm sure it's what you want to do. So
buy one, support me. It's $11.99, free shipping on Amazon. Just search America's Toy Store, official guide to America's Toy Stores, and that'll come up on your Amazon. If you've never used Amazon, just go back to the cabin in the woods that you live in, because... Unless you're one of those people. Some people just don't want to support Amazon, which, hey, I understand. If you don't want to support Amazon, I'll sell you, I'll buy you a copy and sell it to you and ship it to you directly. So
at least it won't come as damaged as some of the stuff you do order from Amazon. So it's fine.
Yeah. And I did put at the end of the book, like I said, a list of by every state, all the toy conventions, which I always like hear about the day before they're here or something like that. I don't have the dates of them because obviously every year they're on a different weekend or something like that. So, I didn't know of a way to kind of predict what they would be next year or this year's date and all that kind of stuff. So, but I'm going
to
keep adding.
I know the Connecticut ones. I try to do my, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. No.
We're on like we have like a half second delay, so sorry if we keep doing jam ups. But no, we have some cool like Connecticut Toy Cons, and it's like, but all you can do is follow the Instagrams and like hopefully they keep you up to date on the schedule because like any other source of information is trash. So do the best.
So and a bunch of friends that don't listen to the podcast that are just Facebook friends with me bought one and said like, hey, my grandfather's big into vintage toys. And like, I also would like help from people listening. Like, if you collect, well, I know you collect Transformers. People out there collect the Marvel Legends and all that kind of stuff. If there's any groups that you guys are in that would be interested in this book, like I am only a wrestling figure collector. I'm not in all these other communities, so. If you're in a group for Transformers or some of these other toys, send me a link for the group. I'd like to get in there and just see if people would be interested in buying it because, I mean, obviously these stores have more than just wrestling figures. So be cool. You know, Hot Wheels and all that kind of stuff. No, not Hot Wheels. Is that the little toy cars?
Yep.
Yeah.
Matchbox, Hot Wheels. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. I still don't understand if it's the same company or they're against each other. So someone's getting real mad at me right now. So
someone's yelling at their their radio. If they listen to this on the radio.
There's do you have a number of old guys that like wait like it's like they wait at Target and Walmart every day.
Yeah, I could see them. Yeah.
I don't know what they're looking for. I don't get it. Probably the same as they don't understand what I'm looking for wrestling figures. But.
Oh yeah, they probably think we're idiots too. Yeah,
it's yeah.
I need to partner up with one of those guys and just say, hey, I don't care about what you care about. You don't care about what I care about, but let's help each other out. Oh, you want the green car? Okay, I'll find you the green car. Just help me find
that's Sapienza is like one. There's like two of them locally. They're like his mortal enemy.
Oh, really?
Because they reach over and they look for stickered like AEW. So he's got to compete with Chase with them too. But
yeah.
He's gonna get arrested for fighting like an old man one of these days. So
I'll bail him out. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got a bunch of kind words from people. A lot of people sharing it in the group and obviously purchasing it, which helps me out. But you know, I didn't go into it like wanting to make money off of it. I just thought it would be a cool thing to, you know, easy. I mean, I'm not writing like a novel here. This isn't fucking To Kill a Mockingbird. Yeah. It's just mainly a directory, but it's just something to help people out because I always see people asking about it. So. That's that. And,
I'm excited. I knew you had kind of worked on it in the background. So like when it finally is like, when it's a clickable link, it's pretty cool. And then if you guys do Amazon search his name, he also has a fire diss track that shows up in the audio. So if you guys want to download that
MP3, said that. Yeah.
That helps out. Phil Gentile. Not sure if it's this Phil Gentile, but
Phil Gentile MP3. Oh, there's a lot. There's a couple. Girl Like You drives me crazy. I'm going to buy this just to see what a terrible picture this guy has on here. Amazon Music.
Are there famous Phil Gentiles out there besides you?
No,
you
know? No, I don't think not. Besides me, I don't think. I think
I got a golfer. I got a PGA golfer. I got a MMA fighter, same name.
Okay.
And a kid in my town who also has a brother named James that we used to get their old dental bills.
There's a golfer named Nick Thompson.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow. Let's check him out.
Yeah. Looks nothing like me.
1 week when you're not able to do the podcast, I'll just have this PGA guy on.
Yeah, him or the MMA guy, the GOAT Nick Thompson, which I bought his. I think I bought his when I was heavy into the UFC shirts. I definitely bought a GOAT Nick Thompson T-shirt.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Well, that's
just
it
like
for
a
the book.
Bald ginger man.
I think I think people are excited about it, and like I said, we'll do some giveaways in the near future for that. But let's get into the news before we get into our weekly purchases. Not a ton going on right now. We do have this weekend, we mentioned the pay-per-views, but there is a AEW, I guess it's a fan fest, Nick?
Yeah, fan fest, what they call it, yeah.
So hopefully they'll show off some new stuff there. But I still feel like there's some stuff that they've announced that they haven't we haven't seen the actual figure for, like a Danhausen figure. Like, didn't we? We've only seen computer images of that, right?
Yeah. So we should. I mean, we should see like a full, I guess, equivalent to the Mattel WrestleMania display. Like that's kind of what the LS, because I think the last set of, you know, reveals was really just artwork for already announced figures. So now we need to kind of, we need some more lineups, and we need some more, we need everything from them. So hopefully that's coming this weekend.
Yeah, Jeremy Padour tweeted out, AEW figure fans expect a big influence of new figures at retail after summer, multiple waves. In addition, any long-term shelf-warming product will be removed and replaced. So get those Rihos ready. Get those Nyla Roses ready. I feel like this isn't new. I mean, I feel like they do this with WWE figures too. Like they'll send them to Big Lots or something like that. But
yeah, but what's what? I mean, so yeah. So I screenshot that. And I threw that in our you know, our script, guys. This is entirely scripted. Everything we talk, yes. we do. But how that directive is not going to get to Walmart and Target employees.
No,
they can't. How does that get? I'm curious. Like as we're in this world, we learn more about supply chain, and we know how long figures take. We know the Chinese New Year take. Like you feel like we're, you know, just like we're internet, you know, like wrestling marks. Like now we're like our internet wrestling toy marks. Like we're learning. We know so much about this whole process, though, especially in the major pop boys, give you such a glimpse of like,
yep,
with the Bendies and now the big rubber guys. Like, but also we know distribution sucks, and we know they can't. Walmart can't keep a fucking pre-order. So is this directive really going to be like eventually get to a local Walmart store to say, hey, pull those Nyla and Lances off the shelf? Because I doubt it.
Yeah, I still haven't seen Unrivaled 11 or 12 in stores. So those still have to make it out into stores.
And I've probably seen 10 sets of 10. And really? And that's probably, yeah, and that's it. And yeah, 11, 12, even what's it, Unmatched 5, I think I've seen once. So
if their multiple sets are coming out after the summer, they're going to have to announce these pretty quick or put them up for pre-order on Ringside, right? Because
yeah,
Unrivaled 13, if it's going to be June in a couple days, then you're looking at a pretty quick turnaround. If that set, Unrivaled 13, let's say, ends up after summer in Walmarts and Targets, it's only going to be on... That happened before to them. They were in Ringside for like a month, and they showed up. That was maybe Unmatched, yeah, 2 or 3. They do have to work something out. This is not working. It doesn't seem like we've talked about it on the show forever, 1,000 times. It doesn't seem like there's a pattern to the madness here. You know, I guess there was some sort of interruption with COVID, but I mean, Mattel seems to have figured it out.
You had COVID, and then you had this, you know, they kind of paused Chinese New Year on top of the, I guess, what is it? The Jazzwares sale to Berkshire Hathaway. Seemed to kind of thin out everything, like we had to pause production. But I said this before, I did not collect during the Jax era, but everything that everybody describes when they say, oh, that's so Jax, it just a lot of stuff going on with the AEW lines feels like that's so Jax, and it's the same guy. And I like Padour. I think he's so charismatic. Like I have seen people call him drunkenly at 2 a.m. in the streets of New York, and he's the happiest guy, and he's talking to people, and it's fun, but I just don't... It seems like he's falling back into the same patterns. It's just what he does. No, so, I don't know.
We've talked about the success of the Supreme Collection. We've talked about the Blood and Guts, which are not in stores, but that's Supreme 3. I got that Lucha Brothers probably at least a month ago, maybe close to two, and we haven't seen a fourth set come up, and I know that was
supposed to be... Yeah, we have no idea. Yep, correct.
That was supposed to be Thunder Rosa and CM Punk, maybe, I think, were the two, so maybe...
Yeah.
But they haven't pivoted. And also, that pay-per-view is on Sunday, so can you announce, can you give an answer on these CM Punk figures on a Saturday before the pay-per-view, if he's going to come back, or if he's going to come back at that new show Collision? I keep hearing every day, yeah, you know, whether he's coming back or not, and now Tony Khan is going to seek legal action against him. I don't know what's going on, but...
Yeah, so they're on an NDA before they go ahead with everything, but...
Yeah, between that and the video game and the action figures, I'm sure that puts some sort of pause on things. But what do you want
I don't
to
know
see?
What's going on over there.
What do you want to see from what will wow you on Saturday from Jazzwares that could be like, okay, shit, they're serious. They're getting their stuff together.
I want to see every person that maybe is canceled or doesn't work there anymore. I don't want to see them replaced with Jericho and Mox.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't. You know, I want to see new faces. They have a huge roster, as we love to criticize. They have this huge roster. Get these people out. People want figures of guys, like of characters they don't have, of stars they don't have. So, I mean, obviously they had to pivot when they were going to do the whole Blackpool Combat Club. I'm upset I'm not going to get that William Regal, but yeah. I want Wheeler. I want Alex Reynolds. I want a Cesaro. I want, you know, I want these other guys out. And every time you have to cancel one, do not give me the same bullshit. That's all.
So the other day they announced that Aussie Open had signed with the AW, and I guess that's the 166th and 167th active wrestlers on their roster. So they have a ton of guys, ton of girls, and we keep getting the same people. That's why the pegs are getting filled with all these, you know, we don't need more.
Correct.
Santana Ortiz. We don't need more of, you know, the FTRs of the world are not selling. The female characters.
Give me a better FTR. They're using the same shit scan, but like, you know, people love their yellow gear. They love their black gear. Yeah. And what did you give us? They gave us that the red and white, and then they're going to give us the blood and guts one. It's not hard. Just change the colors. People want the other colors. These guys, and they don't wear kick pads, and you can easily edit. You can fix their fucking scans.
I mean, we see the success of the Legends, the Mattel Legends line, even though they go on to sale and stuff and clearance and all this weird stuff. Why not do some kind of Legends line with them? I know they tried it with the Luminaries, but it barely ever comes out. Or do an ROH line with the same packaging, but with red, like a red tint to it, and do some of these older guys, like do an old school Christopher Daniels and Samoa Joe, CM Punk, some of the, Danielson. In their old outfits, which are kind of like, you know, that was probably close to 20 years ago, right? That's early to like mid 2000s, like 2005.
Yeah, probably 15, I'd say 15. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're looking at over a decade at least. So I think people would be all about that. There's a ton of names that you own that company now. So let's.
Yeah. You have a ton of guys that never got figures or don't have elite style figures that people want to buy. You have the rights to these guys. Arn Anderson elites are worth a fortune. You can make an unrivaled match. The alternating with the LJN and the Luminaries, like that has killed the parts of the unmatched line. Fucking them up. They can't keep them to scale. And then what you're doing with the Luminaries, like it's new Sting. Why would you not do something?
Yep.
Give me UWF Sting. Don't, you know?
Especially when they come
something
out,
different.
Yeah, when they're doing a vice versa, when they're doing one on one set, one on the other, it feels like the Luminaries, if you get a bad one, it's 6 months until the next one comes out or something like that. It feels like it's just you're waiting a ton of time. And I don't know. I mean, I guess the Ring of Honor thing would work. I don't know if you really want to keep doing more lines if you can't get the just maybe focus on the ones you have now. But I don't know how these, you know, you can remove all the old peg warmers if you want, Nick, but. Are you just going to you can't just replace it with new peg warmers? What's this new set of AEW figures? It's Jamie Hayter. So, I mean, female figures overall don't sell very well.
Yeah.
You know, Private Party, which I can tell you they're never, from what I see, they're kind of being involved with the Hardys now a little bit, but for the most part, they're not.
Yep. They beat the Bucks on the first episode. That's it.
Yep. Another Moxley, which will probably do well. And then Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler, which are not great looking figures, but there's no kind of like super draw to this line here, so I can see that some of those being peg warmers. You go the route before Penelope Ford peg warmer, Kip Sabian peg warmer, then a Jungle Boy, another Jericho, and then a Darby Young, which will probably sell well. So I don't know, but I mean I think it all comes down to CM Punk, right? Like. The numbers for television since he's been gone have been off. I feel like the video game got pushed back. These figures, like they had so many plans for stuff with him. Hopefully he does come back because I want to see, you know, him back on TV. I mean, you can't just have MJF out there for 2 hours every fucking week. So
you could. I'll probably watch it more if that is the case.
Yeah. So, but I just don't know. Like, how would they wow us? Like, I can't even think. They don't have the roster of legends and guys like Mattel has to work with over like 40, 50 years of backlog of characters and storylines, you know? So that's tough. But you do have guys like Dean Malenko in the back and a Jake Roberts and a Billy Gunn and an Arn Anderson, like you mentioned. You have a bunch of guys that people know that haven't gotten figures for a long time. Like, what are we doing? How about a fucking Taz ECW figure? You know?
Yep. God. Give me the no leg singlet, of course.
Yes. Like all these guys, like they've had a life before AEW. Let's capitalize on it. So,
dude, you got it. I mean, if you want to get the collect, like the kids and the parents are going to buy what they're going to buy in the store. But if you want to get the collectors, like to push this and write about it and talk about it and get the clicks, you know what? They got to invest really get in the luminaries. Drop the LJN bullshit because it's not going to work. And or do 2-3 pack, do some 2-packs, like do some one-off stuff. Maybe do the LJN just with ringside.
Yeah.
But they gotta pivot in terms of how they're doing like this every other thing. It just doesn't work. So luminaries and ROH guys, you have the rights, these guys. That's what collectors want. They want to complete their set. You can use that to complete these sets.
Yeah, definitely not working. So hopefully they can turn around and this will be a big weekend for them if they can get some new life and new blood into the fans' collections. So we'll see.
But I just can't wait for all the different threads of people posting pictures instead of just one thread.
Yeah, just go to our social media. We'll post pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry about going anywhere else. We talked about it last week, but that Kenny Omega Supreme showing up in stores, that's a Walmart exclusive, I'm pretty sure. People are excited about that. Any other news from people? I'm trying to think what else has come out. Our friends over at Rush are showing off those monster figures that actually look pretty good. I won't be picking those up just because it's kind of too far off the line of wrestling figures, but they look pretty nice.
Correct.
You know, I think Zombie Sailor did come out with some news that the series 2 is 4 to 6 weeks away from landing here in the U.S., which, you know, puts you like early June or July, you know, almost July, maybe.
What are we, May? Probably late. Yeah, you might have it in hand by probably mid July. Let's give it.
Yeah, there you go. Because then you got to mail it out to
2 months
from there. So yeah, mid July. So
yeah,
and he did announce. I think we talked about last week how he was doing a non wrestling personality. Didn't we try to guess what that was? Or was that?
Well, like you said, we paused it, we muted it, but I know who he wanted. That's who I told you.
Oh,
he showed me pictures of like, but I don't, the way he's been hinting at it, I don't, maybe that's not going to be his first figure.
Yeah. Yeah. That was very,
but
a very interesting choice. So we'll see.
Yeah. See, I guess series one is available on the site right now. I think he's trying to sell off some stuff. Series one and Danhausen, he's doing them for, I think it's their free shipping on the site.
Yep. Free shipping. Yep.
And he says series two, he says series three is not far behind. And Raven, I guess, is included. It was supposed to be a delay, but I guess they got that going. It's going to show up with Series 2.
Oh, cool. Nice. That's good. So, you know?
Excited about that. What did you get from Series 2? You got one or you got two?
I have, the only one I've ever bought from him is the Double J, the Jeff Jarrett, which is amazing.
Oh, okay, yeah, all right. Yeah. So I have Andre and Bruiser Brody. I mean, that's why I wear a t-shirt, other than it was just the top of the pile. But
yeah,
record tonight.
But
Andre and Bruiser Brody.
I like
so.
It that Earl Hebner, though. That's back on the, like you said, back on the website now for shipping. Great looking figure. Fits in with your Hasbros. You know, pretty influential guy as far as moments in wrestling. So, yeah. I'm trying to think what other news has come out. Mattel, there was some rumors about a possible Mattel San Diego Comic-Con figure. So Kyle Peterson on his YouTube said it, he's heard some rumors of who it is. He says it's somebody that his grandfather hates. It's a controversial type of person, not a wrestling personality, and it's somebody that wears a robe. So I don't know. I originally thought it was going to be Pete Rose and Kane or something in like an Ultimate 2-pack.
Well, that'd be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really cool. I mean, all the think about all the moments they had with him. He was dressed as a San Diego Chicken one time at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Has a suit. So I don't know. We'll have to see. But San Diego Comic-Con coming around, what's that, the fall? Comes out like September, October, right?
Was it late July? Late July, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works. So we'll see what that is. But
I feel like I saw a sample picture of like a rumored picture, and then I do not remember what the hell it was. But I assume Andy Kaufman is, because you're talking about that robe, and it's someone that people hate, so people didn't love his comedy. So maybe a Jerry the King and Andy Kaufman combo would be kind of cool.
That would be cool. That would be pretty.
I'll take a Tony topical. Clifton as well.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man, now we're talking. Yeah. I keep going on Amazon.
This place, I need a shotgun blast to the face.
I keep going on Amazon and checking my my book and my cart, and I see these Ultimates, this Undertaker gobbledygooker set. I want this so bad, man. I cannot wait for September for some reason. It's so ridiculous that this is like a thing that we bought, but it's going to be awesome. Such a cool 2-pack.
Is it up again? No, it's sold out again.
No. I just keep, when I go to my like orders, like I'll look at my orders.
Oh, your order. Okay.
It was up for like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes at one point, which I screenshot and sent it out
to people. Man, I'm tempted to get a second one. I'm tempted to get a second one because that's going to be.
Yeah, all those.
I might actually display that.
Tough.
You know.
Those Amazons
are. I'm going to display it, and then I'm going to put myself in a seat in fifth grade across, like, as far as possible. Farthest possible point in the room from where I was actually sitting.
So you could, yeah, like you're watching them from the bleachers, yeah.
Yep. Nice. From the shittiest seat of the Harvard Civic Center.
Hey, man, at least you were there. At least you were there.
Yep. Well, I was there for the P. Rose Kane thing, too. WrestleMania 14.
No, true. Man. You had some good parents.
Some real milestones in wrestling, yeah. The gobbledygooker and Pete Rose getting tombstone.
Yeah. Anything else news-wise that we should go over before we...
I assume at the Fan Fest, they're doing a Jade Cargill shop exclusive. Okay. I think that's the rumor that she's going to be the next shop exclusive. I don't know. I guess I have no way to confirm that, but we'll find out this weekend.
They never re-release those, huh? They always, they never on ringside or anything. This must be pretty rare because they're kind of a one and done, right? They don't stick around on pro wrestling tees that long.
I think it was like, they've each lasted a little bit longer. Like the first time, I think Jericho, you could get two. Mox, you could get two. And then, who was the other one? Kenny.
Sheeta.
Those first three, like, you had a little bit of time. And then Sheeta, like, you could still buy on the Pro Wrestling Tees, whatnot, all the time. But they at least had her sign a shitload of them.
Yeah.
So they sell for like $100. And then MJF as well. Which looks like every other MJF as well as the Walmart MJF. It's nothing special besides the PWT's t-shirt.
That is the one thing.
That's what I want to see, too. You know what? This weekend, I want to see you have fun with the chases.
Yeah.
You know, people are breaking each other's necks trying to get them. They're paying, you're paying these markups. Like, give us a reason besides, like, a shitty paint swap.
Yep. I agree. They're pretty lazy. I mean... Mattel's are pretty lazy too, but they don't put the sticker on it and make a big deal about it. And
correct,
they're not as like their perception isn't there as rare. You know what I mean? So, all right,
yeah.
Weekly purchases, let's do it.
All right, bud.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money.
Shane, this is my favorite part of the evening, my friend. Thank you for the intro. Weekly purchases, I have some stuff coming that should be here tomorrow, but I do have a couple things, but I'll let you start, Mr. McThompson.
All right. I will, I don't think I talked about this, but I found this in one of my piles, like from one of my whatnot piles, but somebody was just selling randomly a Bobby Roode basic.
Signed?
I can't remember if I actually not talked about it. Yeah, signed. So it's not a common thing to see him sign stuff. So I was like, for $25.
Wow.
Nobody else is bidding on it. That was an easy grab or, you know, easy decision.
Yeah.
A little bit of controversy this is not the figure that I sent in, but High Spots has made better on it. But I submitted a Brandy Rhodes to get signed at WrestleCon. I think my figure's lost, but I do. They did send a different. They sent version 2 signed. I sent an original one in, but so it's cool to have this. It's pretty rare, at least as far as eBay is concerned. Whether it's either version of hers, I think that's like the first real signing she actually did that I know of, guys.
Didn't they send that to also, you and you complained about it? What did they do?
Yeah, it was like, this is not my figure. So I did get a refund on it, and they compensated me for missing out on the original. So I just assume somebody got the version one. Somebody got a nice extra in their WrestleCon box, and that's it. So
they never called in.
Congrats.
Complained about that, I'm sure.
Nope. And then this is to be replaced, but I did get Goldberg signed.
Oh.
They missed the inscription, so I guess they're bringing it back in. So I'm going to send this in when they get it fixed. So it just says Nick, Bill Goldberg.
Nick.
So they missed my inscription, but well, they're gonna fix that. Also, his head is somehow flipped out of place. How did that? It completely turned.
No.
So they're gonna fix that, and then also from, I don't know if I showed this last week, but the King showed up. I'm sure you have it.
Yes,
dude. I know it's not the flashbacks. I would love to have picked one of those up at some point, but this figure is awesome. I don't care that it's not in the flashbacks box. I'm glad it's part of my collection. It's just that Saturday Night's Main Event nostalgia.
Yeah.
Where he might have been the first table spot I remember on Saturday Night's Main Event against Hogan. So,
yep.
So just doing the headbutt right through it.
I'm not a huge fan of these greatest hits because I think it's really devaluing people's collections. But this is one that I didn't have the original, and that's super expensive, so I had to get this. We'll see. I get why they're doing it, and I'm happy for people that can get this figure now, like me. Will I be happy when they re-released the Rock Ultimate and, cost me a bunch of money? No, but I'm not going to sell it anyway, so I don't really care that much. But it is cool figure to have with all the Harley race hysteria that was when it came out and people realized how rare it was, to finally have it.
Yeah. I also think this is going to definitely show up in the Coliseum collection.
Yeah. You have to make it a little bit different, I guess, but.
Yeah. I think you put him in JYD or something like that as your set.
Or Hacksaw.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that. Oh, yeah. Hacksaw as well. Yeah. Both of those would be great.
Little brawl.
Yeah.
Cool. Is that everything?
That's it. I don't even know if I have anything coming. I don't even know where I am with everything, so.
I know. I feel like I'm in a weird place right now where I feel like I pre-ordered a lot of stuff, but nothing's coming in and nothing new is up.
I think just the Usos, and that's down the road, and then, yeah.
Besides these 10 books that I got from Amazon of the official guide to America's Toy Stores, like I said, I got the Harley Race, King Harley Race. This is from Wrestling Collector Shop. I bought this when I had
it. Sorry, real quick. Did you see the soft goods that people were selling? The soft goods robe? I saw one of the groups. The Threadheads one.
Yeah, it looks pretty awesome.
One guy put that out, man. That thing is beautiful.
Yeah.
I wish I grabbed it, but.
Purple cape.
When it costs more than the figure, that's tough.
So I don't know if I talked about this last week, but Wrestling Collector Shop sent me Ultimate Series 17, Andre the Giant, Seth Rollins. It got messed up. The boxes were smashed. Was it them? Was it USPS? There's no way to know, obviously. Talked to them back and forth. They were cool about it. They sent me a new set of them. But in exchange, I'm going to give away the two other figures on Instagram and on our podcast here. So next week we'll do a giveaway for the Andre the Giant. I unboxed this Seth Rollins. This is an amazing figure, dude. Awesome. Yeah. Out of the box. The tights are cool. The robe is awesome. The only thing I don't like is this fur here is a little bit too big, where you don't get to see if it's pushed out, you don't get to see the whole robe. Because the robe is it's a material. It's like I said on the YouTube unboxing. The robe material is like my wife's shirt. Like it's like not a shitty soft goods. It's really a nice material. Yeah. The faces are great. He's got four heads. He comes with four heads. Three sets of hands. An awesome figure. I don't get to unbox too many Ultimates, but I'm going to do this on Instagram starting tomorrow. If you follow us, you follow Wrestling Collector Shop, and you follow the Run-In Pod, you're automatically entered to win. Just go find the post on our Instagram. It's The Fig Cave. We'll get some extra followers for our friends over at Wrestling Collector Shop. Thank them for doing that. They didn't have to do that, obviously. You know, it was shipped and out of their control. But this is one of the second packages I got messed up from them, but I also got a package messed up from Ringside. I think I might just have an angry USPS in
the employee. Damn, man. What'd you do?
I don't know. Maybe just
you better start tipping them. Thank Christmas, bro.
Maybe just buying too much shit. I bought her like a gift card to Michael's and some Diet Cokes. I don't know. I thought that was enough, but maybe she's trying to tell me no. So I filmed the unboxing for that Seth Rollins. It'll be on the YouTube in the next couple of days. Then I'm really excited to do this Andre the Giant. This one got smashed to hell. But this is a cool figure. It feels heavy in the package. Get that out. So, this is pretty cool. I went to a baby shower on Saturday with my wife. No kid baby shower, which is at a bar.
Oh, you're saying, yeah. Yeah.
Which was fun because it was just a bunch of food and drinks and people playing games and all kinds of shit. But I had been talking to a lady in this area. This is up in kind of where Tom is staying right now. It's like an hour from my house. And just a picture of like a kitchen table with 100 elites on it, basically. And just bangers. Elites. And I messaged her back and forth. And I was like, I'm never going to go like drive all the way up there for these. So I'm up there. And I talked to my wife. I'm like, hey, let's go to this house and like blah, blah, blah. So these are the ones I got. This is actually sold to Benny Hopper in the group. This is Earthquake and Typhoon with the tag team belts. And this kid, yeah, he's about to start high school. He doesn't want to play with figures anymore. I guess he was mostly just displaying them. These are minty as shit, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, they're super nice. But these tag team belts are probably $20 total for the two.
Yeah, I'm not a loose collector, but I saw you sent me this picture later on, and I was like, shit, man, I kind of like some of these.
There's a ton more. I'm trying to get her to sell me the whole lot. King Booker with the crown, with the scepter.
Booker.
Yep. Great look. No scuffs or anything on this. I'm trying to sell this. So if you're in the Fig Cave group, you know, this is for sale. And last but not least, BA, Badass Billy Gunn, Minty Degeneration shirt. A couple little tiny scuffs, but nothing like, you know, as a loose collector, you probably wouldn't really care. The boots look great. And also behind me here is the Bobby Heenan in the white suit. I bought that as well. And I'm going to circle back with this person. They have a ton of just like, I would say 2010, 2011, like legends and elites that,
nice.
You know, I'm sure people would want. And I'm tempted to just tell her to sell them all in our Facebook group, but I kind of want to buy them and flip them. But they're reasonable prices, you know? I mean, they're definitely selling them for cheaper than eBay, that's for sure. So, Facebook Marketplace, randomly, like just search WWE or search wrestlers. Don't even search WWE. People just put in wrestlers sometimes. That don't know anything.
Yeah, what sticks for me is like that. What is his name? I think his Instagram is like Perfect Figs, a Perfect Fig Collection. He lives like 15 minutes from me, so it's always him selling. Like, oh, look at these elites. Oh, it's him. But he and I also know that he knows what he has.
Yeah.
So it's tough competition.
I did find this Instagram account today.
Except when I got that Dusty Rhodes for like $7.
Oh yeah, that was a nice pickup. WWE_legends_figures. I don't know if you follow them. I actually don't follow them on my personal account. You got to follow this dude right now. WWE_legends_figures. He made a image of every WrestleMania with the WrestleMania logo and the elite figures that have come out and ultimates that have come out of the wrestlers from that WrestleMania in the outfits they were wearing during that. I mean, from WrestleMania 1 to WrestleMania 11. It's fucking awesome to see all the guys that they have come out with and have them all in one picture together. So check it out.
Oh,
all
right.
Right? Just scroll through them all. Like, you get to WrestleMania 9, 8, 9, like my prime time childhood wrestling, and they have, you know, so many guys. Then you get to, you know, Brutus and Hogan from WrestleMania 9 and WrestleMania 10. You get the Doink and the America Lex. So WWE underscore legends underscore figures. Really cool post. Love it.
Wow, so, look at 8, man. 8 is
a ton of guys, dude, right? Almost everybody, I would say.
And you want every single one of them.
Almost all of those were on sale at this person's house. I would say still on sale right now is that Papa Shango, then the Macho Man, the Warrior, both the IRS, the Big Boss Man is still there. So I'm going to have to make a trip up to Bel Air and buy some of these. So ton of good stuff. But yeah, WrestleMania 8, they have a, man, yeah, WrestleMania 8 and then 7. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool to see, like, how many, like, you know, you think of how many wrestling figures that have been, but when you put them into, like, an event like that, when they're actually based off of something, it's pretty cool. So
yeah, what a post, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I have coming next week, I have the signed legends. I got the Farouk signed. I got my Head Shrinker signed. Those should be here tomorrow. And other than that, I'm still waiting for some pre-orders. I've had the thought of downsizing my desk. I have a big L-shaped desk down here in the Fig Cave that I just have my computer on, really, that I want to get out of here and use this wall behind me as another spot for a bunch of elites. Sure. Maybe one more Detolf in. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Always changing, always evolving here. Need more room for Ultimates too, man. Now that I've got
I picked up some totes. I was like, I gotta tote up some of these.
Yeah.
Just taking up the floor. So.
Yep. Oh yeah. Definitely. If you have anything on the floor, man, it's a tricky.
Just didn't think the Ultimate line. I just didn't budget the shelves for the Ultimate line. I didn't think it was gonna grow the way it did.
No, for sure not.
So.
Yeah, if they wouldn't have done the Coliseum collection and all that other stuff, it would have been fine. But now. I was thinking once we hit Ultimate 20, let's do like a best of. Either like best of 10 or just rank them all. I think 20 is a good spot to stop, you know. That'll be maybe by the end of the year.
Yeah.
I think that's it, man. What did I want to talk about? That's it. I mean, I'm ready for the weekend. I'm ready for the weekend. I'm ready to get to bed tonight, actually.
Yeah,
tired of shit.
Yeah, I got the gym in the morning. I'm picking up that razor, and then I think I'm just gonna sleep the rest of the day until the baby cries, and I have to get up. So.
There you go. Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
Chase Razor. That's been hard to find for people. That Chase Razor.
Yeah, I bought how many off Target, and I got none. Tommy with his bullshit getting too. I'm so pissed. I was hating on his video so bad. Yeah.
I mean,
no.
I would hope you get it one or two. Answer me this: when you're at a cookout on Memorial Day weekend, what are you putting on your plate? You going burger and dog? What sides are you going with?
I do my best to graze, like just get a little bit this time, a little bit that time.
Yeah,
you know, because you know that like you absolutely have like a burger or a dog like on reserve. Like, all right, I'm definitely gonna. Yeah. I that's always there if I need it, but. I do my best to try people's recipes, like, but I'm super picky. Like, I hate vegetables, guys. So I'm just a man child that will not eat them. If there's even a hint of an onion, like, I'll spit everything out.
Really?
I'll throw it right in the trash. Yeah. Okay. I'll throw this shit right in the trash.
Yeah.
For someone that likes to cook too. I just, creeps me out, man. The texture of vegetables gets me.
I love a good deviled egg. God, I love deviled eggs. Mm.
I think I'll get in the deviled egg world. I don't know if it's not something I grew up with. Like, it wasn't at parties that I went to.
Really?
Oh, but man. I love eggs. It seems like something that I would absolutely love.
You've never had a deviled egg?
I don't think I have.
Holy
I don't think I have.
Shit, yet. Dude. What is going on? Oh, my God.
So now I got to find like the perfect deviled egg to try. Dude, so.
I'd be scared to make them because they're not too hard to make, but
yeah,
they're delicious. Man, that just blew my mind. You never had deviled egg. Shit.
Yeah.
Tom's kid had never had a chicken wing before this evening. Had his first chicken wing tonight. So
what?
A lot of first. I know. A lot of firsts.
Yeah. Like a wing or like he's used to boneless? Is he used to boneless?
I guess probably, yeah. He's probably had boneless, like nuggets or tenders or something, yeah. So a lot of new things we're trying here. I had this problem at the baby shower because I got a fucking plate full of all my favorite things that had like cheesesteak egg rolls, and like it was a good like upper like bar food, like little like pot stickers and like all my favorite, all my favorite shit. So the I sit down, the wife doesn't want to get a plate, just eats half of my stuff. And she's like, oh, can you go get some more? I'm like, I can't. I'm the fucking fat guy at the party. I can't go up there again. I just got a plate like 10 minutes ago. So I can't go back up there right now. She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, I can't go back up there. I just fucking got a plate. People are going to think I'm like fucking gorging myself, you know. But at a cookout, you're okay. You know, I usually get one burger, one hot dog, and then like a couple sides. Don't want chips.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, chips are good, but I don't want to fill the plate up with those, you know. Anything, something easy to eat. Can't do baked beans. They're too messy, you know.
Yeah, I like to put them over my chips.
Baked beans over the
chips? I'll put it over, either a potato or a nacho, you know.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I went to a place, a bar, I guess it's a bar, a couple Fridays ago, and they had like an elote corn dip.
Ooh, sounds good.
Yeah, so you got a plate of chips and get out. I was like, oh, I think I'm going to make, I gotta make one for myself now. I'm going to do what they did, but make it better.
So, yeah, I'm excited for cookouts. I'm excited for the pool opening. The kids jumping in the pool. Actually, my neighbor right behind me lives like, he's like, if I'm vertical, he's horizontal. Has like two or three kids and has a pool. Like, my backyard backs up to his pool. And we're always like, God, we're finally starting to become friends with him, all the neighbors on my side. So he's like, hey, you guys can come over and swim whenever you want now, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, my God, please. Just being able to, like, go, like, 10 feet and go into a pool.
Yeah.
Like, a hot summer day. That sounds amazing. I'm like, oh,
I know that for the house that I grew up in all had pools, so it's, like, it's weird now, like, to not have one. Especially I live on a hill that it's, like, I'm never going to have one.
So. No. So you had a pool growing up?
Yeah, always above grounds. Always okay. The above ground. But I don't give a shit, man. You're wet, man.
Yeah, you're cool off on a hot day. Hell yeah. Yeah. So, again, if you're listening, if you're going out this weekend, enjoy yourself. Have fun. Get an Uber. Don't drink and drive, please. Stupid. Ruin your life. And we'll be back here next week. Will it be June next week? I think next week will be June. God damn. We're halfway.
Yeah, it will be June, yeah.
We're halfway through the year. I want to find a date of when that Danhausen figure got shown. I think it was this time last year.
Yeah, I think so. They this might is have, a reveal show.
Right? When else have they done any reveals? A year.
I don't know. The one that Smart Mark did where it was like all video, right?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
That was this time of year, last year. It was just, and all we still have is that computer image. We've never seen an in package or like an actual figure of it. So
yeah, well, that was when the freeze was. Even I was like jumped on the theory that maybe they weren't going to do them anymore.
Yeah, because we
and then we found out it was just they were selling out of Berkshire Hathaway. So
yeah, so
Warren Buffett, man, he wanted to get his hands, you know, just like Ted Turner, he wants his hands in the wrestling business,
hands and everything. Yeah, yeah. Enjoy this weekend, guys. We'll be back next month with a bunch of new episodes, obviously, and some cool guests. Our buddy Michael LaPuma wants to come on. I think we should do with him just a normal episode, but like, let's also record our top five Hulk Hogan figures with him. I want to get
him. Oh, yeah.
He has every Hulk Hogan thing I think almost ever made. He's the ultimate Hulk Hogan fan. He's met Hulk Hogan multiple times. We'll pick his brain.
He's going this weekend.
Oh, really? Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Memorial Day weekend. Going to see Hulkster.
Yeah, because I at one point I thought I had an extra ticket to the Padres game, Yankees game, and he was like, nope, going out of town, bro. So, yeah.
He's a good dude.
To meet Hulk Hogan again.
Hey, man. I would get as much stuff signed as I could from him because he's not going to be around forever, sadly. You know? So.
I know. I'm going to jump in. Heroes is doing another signing with him that I finagled something, so I'm going to get a couple more figures signed.
Heroes Hideout? Nice.
Yeah. I can't wait. So.
To get that legend signed.
It's not till the fall or something, but yeah. I don't know which one to get signed, so. Oh, that's what I might do this weekend. So, sorry, I know we're about to cut out.
No.
Apparently, there's a theater in my the town that I lived in previously, where Zoe grew up, and they have a wrestling play. It's not the last match like Cardona was in, but I it's like the puppet master, like the strings or something. But it's starring the blonde chick from Saving Silverman, the one that he falls in love with, not Amanda Peet. And from No Holds Barred, Kurt Fuller.
What?
The guy that plays Brell. Fuck? Yeah. It's called It's in the. I'm gonna look it up really quick.
I gotta look up this chick Legacy. From Saving Silverman because I watched that movie so many.
Amanda times. Detmer, I think her name is.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh my god.
Remember, yeah, Legacy Theater, Brantford. What's the name of this show?
It's a wrestling play.
Yeah, Master of Puppets. It has nothing to do with Metallica. No holds barred. Look at the dirty underbelly of professional wrestling.
Wow. Yeah, you definitely have to check that out and let us know.
The debut was tonight, but obviously we had to record, so I couldn't. But I think it's running for like the next month or so. There's going to be laughs, there's going to be tears, and there could be blood.
Oh, that's a good tagline.
But I want to see if he'll sign the No Holds Barred box.
Oh, that'd be cool.
If I get him and Hogan, obviously I can't get Zeus anywhere, but if I get him and Hogan to sign that,
oh, man.
That'd be a cool set.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, don't tell LaPuma, he's going to send all his No Holds Barred shit to me.
Man, I watched
Saving Mike, shut it off. Shut it off. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Saving Silverman was such a great movie. I haven't thought about
it. It's on Tubi, man. I think I have it like half watched. Yeah.
That's awesome. 2001. Great. Wow. Fucking 22 years ago. Insane.
Yeah, I definitely watched it like off of somebody else's computer in college.
Yeah.
Like when you could just share it on the network and
yep.
You'd be like, why is my shit going so slow? Oh, somebody's watching the fucking movie instead of downloading it. They're watching it live on my.
Oh, fuckers.
Yeah.
All right, everyone have a great weekend. We'll be back with you here next week on the Fake Cave. Keep downloading. And actually, if you did buy a book from me, I thank you. Write a nice little review, a quick little review on Amazon. 5 stars. Tell me how great it was. And that'll help me out a lot. And we'll be back next week for Nick Thompson. This is Phil Gentile, the Hot Take Kid. Stay classy, Marks.
Wash your hands.
Do it.